a perfect way to start the season, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we built it up pretty highly throughout the week, and it's always nice to get off to a good start. We did the same thing last year and really built from there, so the boys were pretty happy with the way we played.
Do you see it as a bit of an advantage to have the extra time going off into round one? Into round two. Round one's normally a bit of a tired affair, so you've got a week and a half or so to get ready.
Yeah, I think there was a few sore bodies after the game, so it's probably good to get a few days off and freshen up a little bit, but there's always a worry where you've had a little bit of extra time off and you go into the game a little bit slow, but we come back after a few days off Sunday and ready for a big week on the track, and we'll be going to the game ready to go.
Now that it's just about here, how excited are you about that first game at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, it's obviously going to be pretty amazing. We got a chance to train there last week and it's looking really good, so we've obviously had a big history there and can't wait to make our own history there next week.
When you did have that training session, what did you pick up about the ground? How is it going to be different to play there to Footy Park?
Obviously, I really enjoyed Footy Park's surface and the ground, but to be playing in the city, there's obviously going to be bigger crowds. The atmosphere is going to be amazing. The stadium's pretty unbelievable. Got the chance to go through the change rooms, and it's definitely world class, so we can't wait to get there and start winning games there.
Do you have to adjust your game a little bit? Slightly different shape, and I don't know if you've figured out yet whether there's a scoring end as such or where the wind is going to blow, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's something that we'll look forward to in the next few weeks, just to judge where it's at. I think it's pretty similar to Amy anyway, so there's no reason why we'd change our game plan for the Oval, so we're just really looking forward to playing there.
It's got a bit of a, does it take a while to get used just to the feel of a ground, different grandstands and
Kind of stuff? Yeah, absolutely. I think the stands are pretty big and overhang a little bit, so there's obviously, depending where the lights and things sit and things like that, but really looking forward to it and can't wait to kick a few goals there.
I guess tomorrow night you'll be hoping it's a fairly hard game.
Yeah, should be a good game to watch, and they'll go in there pretty confident, I think. So, good game to watch, and we'll take a little bit out of it, I think.
I guess the only knock on your first game would be your start. It's a familiar thing, but addressed it again, or do you
I think we had a little bit of issue in that last year, but footy's a funny game. Like, momentum swings throughout the game. Probably the positive with us is the way we were able to come back from that, and the way the leadership group really reined the guys in and really pushed back in that second quarter, which we really took control after that, I think. So obviously it's not ideal to be down by three or four goals in the first quarter, but that's just the way footy goes sometimes, and you got to make up your mind if you want to change that or just keep going down that track. But I think these days, the way our team is structured and just the belief that we have at the moment, we think we can come back from anywhere. So even though we don't want to be down, we still have that belief that we can come back from any scenario, I think.
Talking about structure, you're the man with no fixed address at the minute. You like playing that way?
I think we spoke about that all last year, that Ken had that faith in me and confidence in me to play in a variety of positions, but I think a swing man or whatever Ken wants me to do, I'll do. So I feel really comfortable in the way I'm playing, my knowledge of the game and at the moment and in my body, so I'm happy to play, any role that the team needs me to play.
Now, you love this question. This is courtesy of Tom Wren.
Okay.
Would you be prepared to play a game elsewhere to accommodate Rolling Stones if they reschedule their concert? I know that it's probably not on top of your agenda.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't even thought about that, to be honest, but it'd be nice to play at Adelaide Oval for the showdown and have a huge crowd there. It'd be a great way to kick off the opening of the stadium, I think, so we'd love it to still be played there.
Just on a personal level, how proud of you were you with your second quarter where the team was up against it a little bit and you you're able to get four in that second quarter.
Yep, I think the way we structured the game is our midfielders got on top, and that really helps us in the forward line. We probably didn't get our hands on the footy early, first possession, and that's probably what turned for us, and that makes my game a hell of a lot easier up in the forward line. And I just seemed to be in the right spot at the right time, I think, and I was able to kick a few goals and help us get back in the game. But what really turned for us is the midfield dominance, Loeb's getting a big influence on the footy in their ruck department. So that's probably how the game swung for us, and a few guys were able to kick a few goals.
Kenny said at halftime he put it on the leaders to lift a fair bit. Did you guys as a leadership have much to, or what did you say to the players to get them going, or was it more of a, by example from Travis and those guys?
Yeah, I think it was more by example. I think first half to second half there was a huge difference on, especially our leadership group having a big influence on the game. Obviously, Trav always leads away in that area, and I think those guys had a huge influence on why we ran over the top of them in the last quarter. So for Ken to identify that and put it on them just shows their resilience with being put under that a little bit of pressure. I think the more times you be put under pressure and come through with a positive, the better you're going to be coming into the later round. So it was pleasing that those guys stood up at that particular time.
Just about your mindset at three-quarter time when you're just down by a point or two.
Yep.
Did you have any doubt that you were going to run over the top of Carlton in that last quarter?
I knew we still had a bit of we had the legs in the last quarter, which I think we only rotated 80 or something times compared to their 70 or something. So I think we knew we were in a good space, and look, we probably had the hardest preseason of our lives this year, and we've taken a lot of confidence out of that. I think the guys are really comfortable that we can run out games really hard, and I think a lot of other teams are aware of that, and we're just looking to keep bringing that week in, week out, and knowing if we're in difficult positions that we're able to run out games pretty confidently. So it was pretty impressive, some guys running in that last quarter, and to have Matty Broadbent come in the last quarter and really emphasise that really helped us out.
Like, he's a really good player to have as a sub, and when you look at some of the guys behind him, like Bobby Carr wasn't playing,
yep.
Cam O'Shea and more of these guys that are on the outside of the team, it's going to be a hard team to pick for round two and beyond, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Ken had a pretty rough time picking the team last week, and to have a quality guy like Matty Broadbent as sub really shows that we're in good stead early on in the year. And I think Bobby will play this week as he did last week, and he's in some pretty good form, and Cam was pretty unlucky not to play, and with a few other guys. So at the moment our depth seems to be pretty good, and I know those guys are playing a game this weekend against the Centrals, and they'll be looking to impress and hopefully push for selection in the next few weeks.
Just on the showdown again, would it be the biggest, most anticipated one in your time playing showdowns?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially where both teams are sitting with their list, and obviously to be going into the season two wins, 2-0, is obviously a big a way we can really set up our season. So both teams will be wanting to win, and to win the first game there is obviously something that we'll try to do.
And sorry, just to win that first game, first showdown at Dove Oval, that would be a real tick for whichever club gets it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they'll be able to hang that they had on that for a long time. It's obviously something that I want to say to my grandkids when I'm old, and to say that we won the first game there and create that little bit of history is obviously something important to us. And obviously to win a showdown and have the wood over them in the hopefully the next time we play them. So pretty important.
What's the key in not letting them get a bit of a head start on you like Carlton did? Is it intensity? Is it something that simple?
Yeah, I think so. I think you always want to start a game positively and have that intent. And what we talk about is take, not wait. And we want to take the game up to them and not wait to be in a position where we don't want to be in. So I think the first quarter is obviously going to have a big impact on the game, and we want to be in front come quarter time, and as you do want to be most times. So that's something that